from PRX.
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster that slings fresh dolls straight out of the. I don't know where I make the dolls. I do roll them and pat them though, and then I mark them with a D for doll. It's time, but it's also time for with an S for sleep with me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answers to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. And this episode of Sleep With Me is made possible by the hard work of Chris Posty Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful, who did our theme music. Scotty and Jennifer honor artwork. Jonathan Mann on the lullabies. The listeners have their own Facebook group, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nods, N-O-D-S. It's moderated by Julie and Jennifer, Lauren Wyden, Summer, and Sarah. And I believe that's it. You can get me on Twitter at Dear Scooter. And let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble with getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Because it's time for Sleep With Me. Oh, my friends beyond the binary, welcome to the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do, wholeheartedly proceed to do, substituting, those are verbs, right? Proceed to do. What I'm going to proceed to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether, you know, it's thoughts, physical feelings, emotions, seasonal stuff, weather stuff, family, anything related to that. It could be anything. Whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like the honor of taking your mind off of it. I'm going to use lulling, soothing tones. A little bit of a creaky dulcet, since I record 5 or 6 times a week to get these 3 episodes out. Also to just try to go slow. That's another thing. Consistent. I'll be here consistently 3 times a week. But I'm going to use pointless meanders. Thinking up stuff on the spot. That's one. But what do they call it when your mind goes blank? You say you're building a podcast around when your mind goes blank. Well, I'd say I'm more building a podcast around when my mind goes blank than when it goes blank. I'll explain that, but let me get back to the new people just in case. Yeah, if you're new here, this is a podcast to take your mind off stuff, put you to sleep. It'll be here an hour. You're under no pressure to fall asleep quickly. You're also under no obligation to listen to me. Or, be enthralled or, even anything moderate to that. In the structure of the show, it goes the business stuff, then the opening. The openings are 10 to 12 minutes of me. I'll try to make a metaphor here about mind blinking or something to explain the podcast. Then the story stuff starts, and you can always skip ahead to the story stuff, but a lot of people like this intro. I try to make it a mix of the familiar. I'd say unexpected is definitely not the right word, but, of something new every time. So it takes your mind off stuff. So that part of you, that is theory for me, and I'll just put it straight out here. So is that, I call them brain bots. But my theory, one of the things I think is important about this podcast or why I make it 3 times a week and why I put so much work into it, is because I think it needs a familiarity. Like once you say, okay, that's my boyfriend, Scoots, I trust, that he's going to use the lulling, soothing tones to put me to sleep. Versus what else would I use, versus just not, put me to say, okay, well, I guess that's his only, I'm like, I trust that Scoots is going to use his lulling, soothing tones to put me to sleep because that's what, but that I'll consistently be here. But the other part of it is, I just had a mind blink. I'm not kidding. Live on the spot, mind blinking. While I was trying to explain how the podcast works that I've made, slowly approaching 500 episodes, I think the last one that went out is 470 when I'm recording this. But the mind blinking, what was it? I was going to put it out there for free, open source. Here's how the podcast works. Consistent, but variety. That's what I was going to say. Also, I didn't have to explain what a mind blink was because my mind goes blank. Then it blinks back on, kind of like a sign or, a lighting system that only partially works. You say, well, sometimes you say, why do you pee on the floor so much? Well, you know, lights blink in there. So sometimes they're on, you know, I make it in there. When the lights blink out, I miss. You know, that's a metaphor for how my brain works most of the time. And that's that's probably about as apt as you can get. But so that's mind blanking. But so the podcast has a bit of familiarity, like structurally, you know, there's some variety, but it, like you say, okay, that's my boyfriend. But I feel like it has to have enough variety that every episode has to be different. Because it's my thought that these things that keep us up, whether they're thoughts, feelings, or emotions, or a combination, normally, most of the time, they're a combination of the three, like maybe your thoughts about your physical feelings, your emotion, or your emotions about your thought, you know, they're melded together a little bit, you know, is that pastiche of life? I don't know, you know, mixed up vocabulary is another thing I use. But my thing is, in my dedication to the podcast, you know, it could be a practice in futility, but I don't believe that because I hear from a lot of people that it's helping, and that is such an honor, is that there needs to be enough variety so those parts of you, like, they're you know, I guess that's when I say dignity and respect, you know, friends beyond the binary. It even goes to the individual portions that make up who we are. And there is these parts of us that keep us awake. I call them brain bots. You know, they're screaming, hey, what about that? Why'd you do that today? You really blew it. You know, why do you buy premium gas? You don't need premium. You know, and they say, okay, I'm just trying to go to bed right now. And then you might, and you could be the other, why do you buy low octane gas? I thought we were premium gas. You know, and you say, holy cow, I just want to go to bed. And that could be, you know. But those parts, I have been, I think it's 3 years straight, I've won the imaginary award. It doesn't come with a reward. I guess it does, an imaginary award with a reward. In Australia, worldwide, BrainBot Entertainer of the Year, I've won that. I've won that award that I made up and pretended, you know, then I gave it to myself, in a fictional scenario, you know, that's too boring for the podcast, but maybe not. Maybe that's what tonight's episode could be about, BrainBot Entertainment. Maybe that's what tonight's episode will be about. A great idea, Scoots. But what was I going to say? Oh, man, I lost myself there. Oh, a variety. That, like, those parts you are, they catch on quick. They're intelligent. Hey, BrainBots, I consider you highly intelligent, adaptable. Adaptable not adaptable in life skills, unfortunately. But you catch on fast. No one's going to pull the wool over your eyes because you're protectors. Just thought of that. Fleet Fox's song from like 8 years ago, Protector. Like the brain bots, they're there to protect us. Now, maybe their protection, no offense, brain bots, is a little misguided or maladapted, I think would be the professional. You know, when I get a look at my charts, I see that everywhere. Maladaptive, maladapted, maladapting. I said, Doc, that's the dance I made up. That's not a problem. Maladapting. It's a new dance I'm working on. Anyway, like those brain parts, those maladaptive parts, whatever you want to just, they're doing their best to protect you. And, you know, they're just not so great at it. So when, you know, and a lot of times we have stuff going on during the day or the way we've adapted to deal with those maladaptions. Let's not go down that rabbit hole, you know, double adaption. Let's not have an adapt off. Because if we did, we'd have to bust out our adaptive dances. This is what happens with the blank brain. I have a simple point I want to make. This is, I guess, why I do this show. I have a simple point I want to make. This podcast relies on variety. Because otherwise, those parts, for me at least, and I think for a lot of people who listen to the show, like if you were listening to the same water sounds, and the third or fourth night, that part of your brain that kind of harasses you, to use a strong word, says, hey, these are the same water sounds. Anyway, I didn't notice that the last three nights. Nice try, Buster Brown. Remember that time you bought those imitation Buster Brown suede shoes? We've talked about it. I've humiliated you on the podcast before about it, but you could have got regular Buster Browns, but you got those brown suede shoes with the sneaker bottoms and the Velcro. Yeah, I do remember that. And remember you thought that when you the first day of school, that was it. All your problems from the previous 3 or 4 years, you know, from kindergarten, first, second, third grade, those are all going to go away when you stepped off the bus on your new suede, brown suede shoes, sneaker shoes with the Velcro. And that didn't happen, did it? And they say, no, it didn't happen. It did not. Do we want to dig deeper on this, or can I get back to the... Well, just I just wanted you, you know, I want to bring up that memory while you try to fall asleep because, you know, with the water, because those water noises, they don't trick me anymore. But this podcast, it's not even about tricking. It's about dignity and respect and entertaining. I say, hey, BrainBots, come around. I got a story tonight about BrainBot Entertainer of the Year, maybe. And I'd love to, like, invite you into this little story circle or story. I prefer an oblong, but since you're BrainBots, you know, maybe right now I've been picturing you like BB-88, but 88 BB, you know, BB-812 or whatever. I made those jokes I try to make every once in a while. But so, like, I try to mix, I'll get through this. I'm going to get to the, my job isn't to get to the point. That's the thing. So, and I guess that would be my theory here is like, while I've been rambling and trying to bring coherence to my, you know, with my blank brain and my incoherent rambles, were you distracted from whatever might be keeping you awake? But so I just try to put on a different show 3 times a week. And it is a lot of work, you know, like whatever, maybe 20 hours of labor going to each episode, or 15, I don't know. It depends on the show, I guess. Like just because I think that those parts of us, they catch on. And ideally, there's another aspect, a human aspect, is like, I want to, like, and I guess even to those parts of us, and this is a stretch, but I want to bring some lightness. I want them to, you know, as the song goes, I want to, but it, in a different way. I definitely don't want the BrainBots to want me. I just want them to feel wanted, be like, hey, I realize, you know, on those charts we saw, you were called maladaptive and... You know, they have all these terms for you in that DSVM 5-6 or whatever it is. They got new letters on there, I think. But I know you're doing the best job you can, and it's not easy being a brain. It's just like being a human's not easy. And I know, you know, once it gets quiet in the bedroom, you want to get my attention and tell me, you know, about those fake Buster Brown shoes. And let's just take a breath and listen to the Scoots. I mean, holy cow, he had, think about our problems. He had brown, they were light brown suede shoes with one of those clear gum rubber soles. I mean, they looked like some sort of Chevy Nova shoe with Velcro. So that's why I make, that's why the intros are different every time and the show is a little bit different, but it's familiar. So you say, okay. I'm here with my boyfriend. I'm going to pour on a little bore giggles for you. And my brain will blink. You know, the goop will leak out through my ears or whatever. And I'll always say, I'm glad you're here. I'll always do my best. You know, I have hits and I have misses. And I try to keep the shows coming out 3 times a week consistently and finding ways to keep that going. Because I've been there in the deep, dark night, unable to sleep and caught up in this, whatever. This is a harsh term, nobody, but maladaptive melodrama, which may be a book. So I'd just like to patent that right now or trademark it. I forget those two things, but, you know, permanently in the permanent record. So, yeah, so that's why I'm glad you're here, because I've been there. And this podcast doesn't work for everybody. I hope it works for you. If it doesn't, give it a few tries. See if it does. Get a lot of reviews that say people that were skeptical or people that didn't like the show at first, they gave it a couple tries and they said, oh, wait a second, I'm not supposed to like it. it's a little bit different than that. And you know, it's like, I don't want to brag on this, but I guess I'm the Unami of play, you know, podcasts. I would like to be, I'd like to officially think of myself, you know, Sleep With Me podcast, the Unami of podcasts. You say, okay, what? So that's the main reaction I'm going for. But I'll be here, you know, I'll be here for you. So thanks for coming by, and I'm really hoping, I really yearn to help you fall asleep.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody. Hey, everybody. This is Scootsy here. It's Trending Twitter Tuesday. It's been a while since we've trended. Troved into the... Can you trove? It's a treasure trove. What the heck's a trove? Because you could go... I wanted to trove into the trends on Twitter. I guess to... What's a T word to see if there's any troves? But I don't know. I mean, does anybody ever even care about the trove? I'm more interested in the treasure. I could care about the trove. And I can see the common sense out of me saying trove is the place where the treasure is, Scoots. And I would say, I hear you, but why do you say it's second then? It doesn't make any sense. Once you say treasure, I stop listening, just like Daffy Duck. He said, did you say treasure, Bugs? I didn't hear anything about Pismo Beach or whatever, because, did you say treasure? Oh, we were trying to define the word trove, Daffy. Okay, but you said, treasure trove. So, trove of treasures. Wait, did you say there's treasures in this trove? Because then I'm in. I wonder, treasure trove, that's the other thing. Trove's not really, is trove used in anywhere else in diction? Is trove ever used? Okay, here's a challenge to those of you that are listening right now. Let's bring trove back into what is it called? Somebody get Zaltzman's on the, can't even pronounce. Somebody get Helen Z on the phone. And let's look into this. Maybe I'll tweet her to see what the troving. No, really? Why treasure trove? You'd say, well, where's your... Because we talked about the drawer everybody has in their house, or most people. I was calling it the tea drawer because they put all the tea in there the listeners gave me back. It still has tea in there. But before it was a tea drawer, it had old, very, very old, a couple of very old things of hot cocoa, hot mustard, Parmesan cheese and red pepper, probably some duck sauce, and definitely a couple of fashion. I just want to call it a fashion cookie, but it's a fortune cookie. Now with fashion, I mean, you could if you, I don't, you know, say it's a fashion cookie now. But you say, well, where's my hot cocoa trove? Or if you had a snack trove, you know, snack drawer, where you kept all your snacks at work, would that be your snack trove? I mean, if my definition of trove, like, then it says, why doesn't people use this trove all the time? It's a lovely word, trove. You know, get into your trove because they got to put something on the stove, movey move. And off to the, you know, then let's say we'll eat something and then off to the show we'll shove my love. There you go. You're using the word trove for romance. You know, well, let me just get into my, you know, nightstand trove, my dear, for a little love, you know, ba-da-ba-da-boom. Anyway, I don't know why I get distracted, but that is a nice word, trove. And why isn't it used more? And why am I talking about it? My mind's a trove of senseless information. I guess you could say a trove of senseless information. It also leads me like it puts on my rhyming brain, you know, as we just witnessed. Trove, dove. I dove right into this trove. Nove, stove, blove, blofeld, blove. Alove. I guess you have to change some words, or you could get, you know, more grove. You know, that's a good one. You're right. You're right. I don't know if that was my left brain or my right brain. Whoever said that was right. So that's trove. I guess I'm nervous because tonight's episode, Trending Twitter Tuesday, where we get into the troves of trends to pull them off the stove. Because they're fresh trends and that we're about to trove. Oh, that's why, because I want to use it as a verb. I'd like to go, we're troving for story here. But we're really not, because this is a behind the scene, I don't know what to call it. I guess behind the awards, because, you know, a lot of times I don't do a lot of bragging on the show. Not really sleepy. I mean, I guess maybe there is, I don't know. Is that something that puts people asleep, bragging? Because it's a skill I could use, you know, I could develop it. I mean, not that I don't have an all-consuming ego. I just have one of those giant egos that's negative, which is just as narcissistic and egotistical as having a positive one. But, you know, every once in a while I do have something to brag about other than, you know, a stream of self-criticism that I tune out with a trove of... Love. Remember Constantinople Lovra? That's my favorite made-up name. Helena Constantinople Lovra. I think she was a bit character in, like, something in the last 30 or 40 episodes. But way, way back, I was giving her some odes. So, you know, I have a trove of odes. That doesn't rhyme, but that works. No doubt about it. But, you know, once in a while on the show, I like to brag, like once or twice a year, whenever I need to give myself this award, BrainBot Entertainer of the Year. And just, it's 2016, 2015. I don't know what year was invented. It definitely wasn't invented in 2013. May have been invented in 2014, but I'm not positive. But they did give me a retrospective. You know, they said, well, we'll give you a retrospective award. And then 2017, it's looking great. BrainBot Entertainer of the Year. BrainBot Entertainer of the Year. And, you know, it's an international award, and they do regional award ceremonies within my brain. In New Zealand is one of the places. I don't know if anybody heard that interview I did with Brian Crump nights on New Zealand and the National Channel in New Zealand. It was a great one of my favorite interviews. He was cracking me up, and he called me the anti-Crump. And I think we shared a lot of things, you know, things we like to do as kids, talking to microphones and listen to our own voices. And then, but where was I? Oh, it's bragging about BrainBot Entertainer Year. So I wanted to talk a little bit about these awards that are bestowed on me, because it probably brings up questions like, okay, is there monetary compensation? It's pending, they say. Because the brain bots, they work like a brain bot's a bit like a, it's not the same. I'm trying to think of what night tick, because the words I would use aren't very bedtime. Like a bit like a being that lives within you and that tries to influence you. It's a brain bot. So, you know, they can't just give me money, because then you'd say, well, why did, you know, I mean, I guess they could influence you to support the show, and that would be my monetary reward. So maybe that's at play. I don't know. Like, I don't, the brain bots don't tell me those kind of things. But you'd say, okay, let's lay it out. Brain bot entertainer of the year. What does that mean? It means I'm the most entertaining person that entertained to brain bots. Of all the entertainers that entertain brain bots, this year, the years I've won the awards, I've been brain bot. You know, I'm the entertainer of the year, where they say, okay, that's it without a doubt. And I guess this, if this is an interview for my side of it, like with Scoots, why do you think you win brain bot? Like, other than making it, other than that it's fiction, and within your brain, maybe it's not fiction. I'd say, there you go, doesn't that make me doubly qualified to win? But thanks, Craig. That's a great question, and let me get back to you on this one. Like, why would I win a BrainBot Entertainer of the Year? Well, that's a question I ask myself every year. Right after I win it, I say, how did this happen again? And I wonder to myself, as it feels, I say, well, how did I could I possibly once again, in the entire Earth and beyond, of all the entertainers that entertain brain bots, how could I be the entertainer of the year? And Craig, I don't know if I have a great answer for you, but I'll go ahead and try to answer your question for you. You know, one is I try to make something special 3 times a week for the brain bots. And I think something about the consistency of being there on a regular basis and saying, hey, brain bots. And usually, you know, it's a lot of times I use something they call subtext, where I pretend, you know, the facade is I'm making this thing for humans. Because BrainBot, you know, the BrainBots are operating at higher and lower levels, at the duality of BrainBots. I mean, remember that treaty with the ISE? Is that treaty? That was something I wrote as a student back when, just when BrainBot theory was in its infancy. And still, we haven't even scratched the surface of getting to know brain bots, you know, on a scientific level. But I know, as a person with a gut, my gut tells me every day, you've got brain bots to entertain, my friend. And they're not going to entertain themselves. Well, they do entertain themselves by kicking in their unique mechanism. Like, if it's a worrying brain bot, it'll worry. Okay, Craig, go ahead. I see you got what is it about that? Just to tell you more about, how do I connect when I'm not a brain bot? I have so many brain bots. That's one thing, Craig. Most of the doctors I've seen, you know, they've been, you know, after a few weeks after they had, I think there's an effect I have on them where they say, well, I'm not practicing anymore. But I do know that I just have a preponderance. Does that word fit this context, Craig? Do you know? Okay, no, you're asking the questions. Okay. I have a lot of brain bots, more than the average human. And, you know, a surplus, that's the word. Thanks, Craig. And having a surplus of brain bots, I think, just puts me in a position where you know, where I've spent a lot of time with them. I mean, they talk about 10,000 hours. Now, Craig, I don't want to, you know, burst any bubbles here, but I've said it before. That's 10,000 focused hours. It's not just 10,000 hours. And I'm not sure I've actually spent 10,000 hours. I mean, I've spent hundreds and I don't know how many hours I've been alive, but I've spent about that many with BrainBots. And when you consider I'm usually having dialogue with four or five, you know, that is a lot of hours, but I don't know how many, you know, most of them trying not to focus, Craig. So I don't know if that's a paradox, like I'm focusing more because I'm unfocused. Well, let me take it from a different angle, Craig. I think I identify with the brain bots. I'm more than a bit like a brain bots. You know, my attention bops around. And when I hear a brain bot talking or, you know, communicating by other means, you know, direct memory replay or whatever it could be, I just say, hey, well, that's the truth. You know, I buy right into it. And I say, you're going on a roller coaster with my self-esteem. Let me get on board because I'm going to believe it's the truth. And Craig, something about that has caused me to say, man, being a like, because those roller coaster rides aren't like the ones we go on, Craig. Let me tell you, no, nothing like Big Thunder at all. More like big awful. And so after we get off the coaster, I say to the brain body, I say, well, that was a terrible ride. Why you're perpetually on that ride? And the brain body says, yeah, just like it's the best when it's only good when it's on the hill going up. And I say, this is both a metaphor and a truth, Greg. So stick with me. Is it Craig or Greg? You don't, oh, you're a figment of my imagination. Oh, boy. Anyway, Craig, when I was speaking to this brain bot, whose name was Penelope, I believe, it was the brain bot was saying, no, just stick with this story, Craig. Don't get distracted. The brain bot said, well, the hill, the climb is the only part I can possibly tolerate. You know, and he said, well, it's really hard being a brain bot. You're on this roller coaster. And the only thing that's even tolerable is when it stops at the station and then goes on the uphill climb. But you're still in it. So, man, it must be hard being a brain bot. And then brain bots, you know, they have this reputation of just being irritating and maladapted, as we talked about at the top of the show. And, you know, Craig, on that day, I decided to change my life to change the life. Like, this was kind of like Six Flags, except it had no, you know, a lot looser. So I just got on, I walked up the stairs for the hill climb of that roller coaster. And I started doing something that probably couldn't be called a show or entertaining by human standards. And something that might not be called funny or, you know, make any sense. And something at a, you know, a human theme park, you know, gets you in a lot of trouble. But at this brain bot park, I just stood on the stairs in a safe, you know, safe area. And I started doing a show. First, it was just like thumbs up, you know, eye contact, because there was other brain bots on this similar coaster. Too hard to explain, Craig, because it's a metaphor, but it really happened too. And you know, then that's how my career as brainbound entertainer really like kicked into. I mean, how many years did I do that? Well, I'm not sure, Craig, because at some point, you know, I had to go someplace. You know, within my mind, I had to go to another place too. It doesn't make any sense. Well, it doesn't make any sense to you, Craig. Can you please? I don't think I know. I can't do I statements for you, Craig. But, you know, that's my humble beginnings within a brain by theme park, within my mind, on a particular ride with a brain bot named Penelope and some other brain bots that were on the same ride. I stood on the side of the hill at the one part in the ride that was tolerable, where they're anticipating the rough rides ahead, Craig. You know, and like I said, this wasn't a good roller coaster. And also, brain bots have I really need you to put this interview in context, because if you take these out of context, it's not going to make any sense. But brain bots are really under a delusion of control, even when they're on this roller coaster, just like we are. And this is why it's a brilliant metaphor only the brain bot entertainer of the year could accidentally come up with. You know, the brain bots are under the delusion they're actually under control and they need to do stuff, even though the track's already laid out for the, and they'll just keep riding the ride over and over. And so then I had to ask myself, Craig, what's the most painful part of the ride? Because if I was in it, would it be the parts that are intolerable, or would it be the part where you're trying to make it tolerable and then you think you're going to have control over it? These poor brain bots, Craig. And, you know, I couldn't change it. I couldn't do it. You know, I couldn't, you know. Oh, wait, hold on. Craig, what are you saying? Because it's in my brain, I could change. Oh, boy. I would, you know, I don't want to walk out on this interview. So could we finish the interview, please? So I was saying, Craig, let's just stick with this. This is supposed to be, you know, this is a puff piece, by the way. This is about I'm the brain bot entertainer of the year. I expect some decorum, or so, you know, dignity and respect, Craig. Oh, it is Greg. Oh, Figman. Sorry about that, Greg. It's Greg. Okay, it's like great. It's not Craig or Greg. It's Craig. Greg. Like Greg. Just okay. So I thought, you know, if I could take these brain bots' mind off, I can't, you know, I can't stop the ride. Can't get the brain bot off the ride. You know, and so that's when I started to do it. And then at some point I did get a kazoo. And then at some point the kazoo was taken from, you know, that was short, but it did buy a lifetime supply of wax paper because I thought I was going to get a lot of mileage out of that kazoo. And I guess that was what I thought was humor. Like, I thought kazoo comedy. But that didn't work, even for brain bots. And, you know, you don't have a lot of time on that. And then I did a lot of walking backwards and falling down. So I do have permanent tailbone, you know, that, but imprints on my butt. Like, and then but that was where it all started. Actually, Craig, if you want to talk about the moment where lightning struck, it was really where my butt struck the stairs, which have that like non-slip diamond pattern where you can see through. Which, first of all, I said, "What are you doing with the stairs? You could see through here. Not a great idea." But yeah, that once that diamond pattern got imprinted, oh, did the brain bots laugh at that? Why didn't I have pants on? At times I was dreaming, Craig. So this was, you know how things can be. But yeah, once that diamond pattern was shining bright like a diamond on my bright, bright buns, you know, I think that was, maybe that's why I was brain bot entertainer of the year 2014, even though I don't even know what year this occurred, to be honest with you. So I guess that's it, Craig. Greg, that's a great interview. Any other questions about why or how I became Brain Bot Entertainer of the Year? Every year the award's been given that I know of. Oh, Craig, you make me feel like I'm doing a Google EDU on air with these questions. What advice would I give to an up-and-coming Brain Bot Entertainer? Let's see, is this one of these ones, a letter to my younger brain bot entertainer self? Because that'd be better for my ego. No, something actually concrete for people that are coming up in the brain bot entertainment space. I don't know, Craig, to be honest, I'd say watch out for me, because do you think anybody's any good, Craig? Do you think they're going to take away my Brain Bot Entertainer of the Year award? Because I could tell them that it doesn't come with any monetary awards. or physical warts, actually, believe it or not. Within my brain, it's gigantic, though. So, yeah, you're right. That's not the, yeah, that's hilarious and true. But yeah, you really got me there, Greg. Yeah, you got me stumped. But yeah, what advice would I give to an up-and-coming brain bot entertainer? A human being or brain, I'd say be a brain bot if you want to be a brain bot. I'd say within the brain bot community, I'd say shrink down and become a brain bot and, you know, stay, then be entertained by me and then entertain the brain bots. So then you could be brain bot entertainer of the year. Like if there could be two awards then. So you wouldn't be, you could be an upcoming brain bot entertainer. That's what you like. That's what I think you should do. If you're thinking about doing this, is just do it as a brain bot. Then there's room for both of us. You could be brain bot entertainer of the year because you're a brain bot and an entertainer. Like that's a separate award. I'm brain bot entertainer of the year. Do you like see how it's brain bot entertainer of the year? That's like, I think that might be a whole award show. That would be pretty good. Where I'm brain bot entertainer of the year. And then you could be an up-and-coming brain bot entertainer, and you wouldn't even have to be, you could just enter, you wouldn't even have to entertain, then you could, that would be a great place to hone your craft, because you really, if you're a brain bot and you're entertaining, you don't even have to entertain anyone, because you're a brain bot entertainer. I mean, that would be a tree falls in the woods, but, you know, that's I would be entertained by you, so there. And I think that would be a good movement to start, is to get the brain, you know, just get one brain bot that starts doing a funky dance. Because then when people are lying there or they're sitting at their desk and the brain bots are all Twitter and, you know, about the troves of Twitter or Facebook, you know, saying, look at that on Facebook with my, say, oh, it's my sister. Holy, you know, you could roll out there. Be like, you know, bup, bup, boo, doo, 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 you know, don't do the cantina song, because that's one of, I'm not supposed to do any songs on the podcast. And, you know, you could do, you're welcome to any, if you could come up with any BB-88 jokes or BB-8, but BB-88's better. It just has that extra syllable. You know, go for it. And, I would love that. I would hire a brain bot entertainer. And I don't know if I've seen Neil Diamond, because there's Neil Simon, there's Neil Young, and there's Neil Diamond. How about a Three Neils tour? Or the Three Neils. Was it the 90s when they had the three tenors? But the three Neils, Neil Armstrong, but those are entertainers or like a writer of entertainment. But Neil Diamond, I believe, was in a movie called The Entertainer. I don't know. You know, I used to go see this band called Super Diamond. I think it was an Australian man, looked nothing like Neil Diamond, sang just like him, very entertaining. It couldn't even be in a brain bots. If you put Super Diamond in your brain, you'd be in, you know, that would be too much. But yeah, I mean, I would say if you're not becoming brain bot entertainer, good for you. If you're a brain bot. Now, if you're a human, I don't know. I don't know what advice I would give you. Because, you know, I don't know. Okay, let me talk about other brain bot. Let's just get it out there. Let's talk about the other brain bot entertainers that have been up for the award. And let me step outside my role as the, you know, multiple awarded brain bot entertainer of the year, Scooter, Sleep With Me podcast, and step into the role of the creator of the brain bot entertainer of the year award. And talk about some of the other people that were up for the award. You know, there's a couple big ones. There was Trentham, which was a one-name entertainer. And you know, this is the first few years since the word was invented. We do have a no, like you're disqualified if you have one name. Just because, I mean, I don't want to throw out the E word, but it is a little elitist, I guess, when you have one name. Or assumist, you know, say, well, I only need one name. I say, well, if you want to be in the BrainBot Entertainment of the Year, you know, if you want to get this award, you're going to need two names. And they say, well, actually, I have two. No, I said, sorry, this is a one-time only deal. So that was the end of Trentham, who was really good at, maybe not the best, but really good at entertaining brain bots. And I mean, in a different way, throat singing. Trentham did throat singing, contortionism while throat singing, which the brain bots, they would always like, they would do that quivering thing. Like just picture BB-88 quivering, when you quiver, when you watch a contortionist, you usually quiver at some point. You say, whoa. Because you say, and you can't even tell. A quiver, you can't, it's a combination of pleasure and repulsion, I think. Or discomfort. So that was Trentham. Then another one, Coldplay, that, yeah, they threw their name in the hat. That was easy because they said, well, you're already, you know, you don't you have enough? You know, I said, this award's for Sad Small, you know, this, I said, don't you have, and then they said, what about the main guy? And I said, well, if you have any offspring that have one name, like a fruit, I said, don't you have a kid named Apple? I'm sorry. I said, you were great in that Game of Thrones thing with the red note. That was awesome. But I'm sorry, you know. And then one of the other Coldplay guys said, well, what about me, man? You know. And I said, well, don't you have like a boatload of money? And don't you get to tour? I said, yeah, no, this is my. I said, you know, bring by an entertainer. I said, you can't be an entertainer first and then a BrainBot entertainer second. I said, that's in the BrainBot. Do you know the BrainBot entertainer's code? And then they said, no. I said, well, there you go. That's a disqualified. I mean, I guess at the time, they should have probably thought about collaborating or saying, hey, Coldplay, could you play at the BrainBot, you know, Entertainer of the Year Awards? You know, maybe come up with a song when I get my award. You know, maybe talk about it on every tour date and, you know, public appearances. And then maybe we could revisit this decision in 2017 or 2018, more likely. So that was Coldplay. Then there was, this was a little bit of a joker because it was MAMA 2016, M-A-M-A 2016. It was a robot or like a, well, it wasn't a robot. It was artificial intelligence. They freaking called me. And I said, I don't like calls. I don't like answering the phone. And I just went through this with like, and I said, that's why I gave you my that extra Google voice number. So I could just let it go to voicemail and never check. I don't check, you know, if Publisher Sweepstakes called me, I don't think I would even check the voice. And so I said, if you leave a voicemail, and they said, it said, well, this is important. And I said, well, this is important enough, then put it in some sort. And they said, well, I can only communicate by voice. And I said, well, that's a shame that because you're disqualified from the awards then. Also, a bot, like Brain Bot Entertainer, a bot. I said, why can't you be the brain? I said, maybe we could come up with an alternative award for you. I said, give me some of your material. And then it just started doing pie to the, like, it just kept saying numbers. I said, that's not entertaining enough. Then it started singing pie numbers. And I said, well, that's decent. And then it was strangely hypnotic. I don't know any of the numbers in pie other than 314, 3.14, you know, so. But it was, you know, it wasn't bad. And I think I went into a trance for a few weeks. And, you know, all my passwords were changed, maybe, or maybe I forgot some of them. I said, I can't even log into this thing. I said, and for a while, I did know pi to, like, at least the eighth decimal because of that song. But I said, I'm afraid, you know, it still goes, you know, we can't just give awards to anybody. Especially, you know, so that was another person that didn't, or, you know, entity, I believe, that didn't make it. And then, you know, I wanted to do a nationwide search, you know. Well, I didn't actually. I want to do a nationwide cover. I don't need anybody knowing about BrainBot Entertainer of the Year at all. But at the time, you know, I was talking to Nation TV 3, one of those big national stations, and in New Zealand, because they said, well, they said, yeah, of course people go, they travel. I said, well, I said, does the word get out here? And then I think they thought I was making double entendres. But because I said, well, let's do a talent search for BrainBot. And then I said, no, I don't want to do that. And actually, unfortunately, I started the process. Now, the good news is, like, I got to, things started climbing, and they said, well, what, you know, so you're going to pitch us on this, this kind of Star Search show. And I said, I was, but I said, I can't, I was sitting in the waiting room, I was thinking of this story I heard about the Dubai Sevens. And they said, oh, the big tourney. I said, oh, yeah, the big tourney. You know, no. This is the Dubai Sevens. It's a team. It's Dubai Sevens is an undercover team pretending to be BrainBot entertainers, you know, led by, to say dashing would be to make Dancer cry. Do you recall the most famous BrainBot entertainer of all was this, and that's the lead in Dubai Sevens, a TV show. And then six more, you know, lesser BrainBot entertainers undercover. They're not even real BrainBot. So we would need to cast those six roles with people that could pretend, you know, that aren't actual, you know, that they're like the second best to... Well, actually, I said it was Coldplay. And then, so I say the fourth, the sixth, seventh, you know, the best BrainBot entertainers. And we'll travel in a jet, you know, oil powered, of course. Fuel, you know, why would we be the Dubai Sevens if we, you know, why not? And we'll travel the world in search of BrainBot related, BrainBot related difficulties, and we'll entertain our way out of it. And then, you know, like a variety show with Star, you know, so exactly like you said, you know, in the holidays, we'll do some Kiwi Christmas music here. Oh, thank you, Greg. So you want to get me refocused. Okay, so where do I see BrainBot entertaining going? Well, ideally, it just stays right here in this tiny little closet, in this small, you know, but if it has to escape, I'd like to, you know, I got like, I don't know, Greg, it's one of those things I'm afraid to like, let the balloon fly, if you will. Not sure if that knot on my wrist is going to hold it. But I also know that one day the balloon, you know, the hydrogen or whatever is in those balloons, helium, you know, I'll wake up and my balloon will be sagging, or worse, you know, not, you know, popped. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the future of BrainBot Entertainment, as you asked me. So I was thinking of, if we're thinking big, Greg. I was thinking about spreading the entertain, like, especially other than myself, you know, since I'm BrainBot Entertainer of the Year, we got to keep me here at BrainBot Central. But I've been thinking nonstop about those up and coming BrainBot entertainers you were talking about. And I think we should make a circuit for them, for them to hone their craft, like where they're with the contract, ironclad contracts, you know, maybe 10-year commitment, maybe 15-year circuit, where they're, you know, because that's how long it's going to take them to get those 10,000 focused. Focus hours, Greg. Greg, I've never had to say a figment's name that many times. So I was thinking, like, I think there's a lot of rallies, like a Silver Fern rally I've heard of, you know, there's other ones way out in the middle of nowhere where they drive these cars in these boot buggies, maybe the Iditarod. You know, the more remote, the better, because that's where my craft got honed, is at the, you know, largest brain bath theme park in the world. But in this case, we'll get them out there with humans, because you figure if you're driving some sort of buggy across the, you know, the back roads of New Zealand, you know, it can be exciting at moments, and the driver has to be focused at all times, you know, except every once in a while, like there might be some sort of delay, and then they're way out there. Or maybe now we change the way that racing goes, so there's two drivers, you know, that switch on and off. Maybe they already do that. And we get some entertainment out there, way, way out there, like the furthest reaches of the racetrack, to do things like I did, like dance, kazoos, maybe just kazoos. My voice sounds a bit like a kazoo. Yeah, thank you. Have I swallowed too many kazoos? You know, but we'll get them out there, way, way out there, under contract, and we'll say, okay, well, and then we'll take you to the Iditarod. Marathons, no, too many people do marathons, Greg. So, and those are more contained, you know. Maybe if it was like one of those super long, one of those 100-miler ones, yeah, we could do that. If it's, you know, the remote one, very remote. And then we'll find all of these up-and-coming brain bad, and, you know, we'll get them out there, where they can be of most service to people out on the extreme edges, needing a little 4 or 5 seconds of entertainment, just like a brain bot. They'll be a living metaphor, because they'll be entertaining humans. And, you know, that'll help them become, you know, within their contract. And then, like, also, like, when you do that thing with the contract, we have it where the non-compete clause, you know, maybe just 10 years after the contract. What else do I see for brain bad entertainment? Well, that's great. Like more PR, is that what you said? Well, I mean, I guess we could start a daily blog where, like, I've heard of guest blogging, and that's one thing I've heard of. But what about taking, like, what about ghost blogging? Where we get all these brain bad uncredited ghost blogging. And what I mean by that, Greg, is like we get all these entertainers, these up-and-coming brain bad entertainers, you know, trying to get their mitts on brain bad entertainer of the year. And they start writing blog articles, you know, and again, this will be, you know, that I'll, you know, that pending. You know, we'll have the full rights to that, but they'll ghost blog, so I'll take credit on the blog, you know, that way, you know, if it's controversial, maybe we won't print it, but if otherwise, if it's good, you know, they don't have to worry about the pressures of credit and stuff, you know, because they're just honing their craft, you know, up and coming, paying their dues. And they could do that, and I could take credit, you know, and then I would also own that material if I need to develop it at a later date. What else? Well, I was thinking also, I was thinking about hollowing out, you know, there's been different stories where I've had hollowed out mountains like Mount Rosskill. And I was thinking if we could get them, we could also get all the potential brain band entertainers that aren't under contract and that are up and coming, and we could say within that mountain is where the brain bad entertainer of the year, that's the secret, like we could have it like the magic castle and be like, oh, if you want to be, you know, that's the spot to do it. Are you an up and coming brain bad entertainer of the year? Are you even curious about entertaining brain bats? Have you thought about it for more than 1 second? You know, come to Mount Roskill. It's just like the Catskills, you know, just the same thing, except deep in New Zealand inside a mountain. Come on in and stay for a while. And then maybe if you, you know, as you get used to living in a bunk and not, you know, just doing these like busy chores we'll give you that that are essential, you know, maybe packaging stuff. I don't know. We'll figure that part out. That then you'll become a, you know, eventually you'll become a brain bad entertainer in, within the mountain. Because maybe we could even create physical brain bats for them to entertain and bring them there. Yeah, that's it. There's their answer. So anybody, they just go into the mountain. We keep bringing brain bats, which we could just buy. Tell you what, I'll give you a bunch of money. I'll tell you what, I'll give you my credit. Do you have any credit cards, Greg? No. Okay. I was thinking we could buy a bunch of remote controlled things and just put them in there. In this, how much does it cost to hollow out a mountain? With it, oh, this is all with, okay, so perfect. It's doable then if it's in my mind. And then we'll just get them all in there. We'll have little remote control things. We'll put in a fake nightclub. You know, club brain bot. There you go. And we could have a frowny face and a smiley face. Great. This is great. We are quite a team. And I think the you know, because you seem to have a lot of questions about it, Greg. Like, I think you're the person to run it, to be honest. I don't think I could do it. With the probing questions you ask, you could do the interviews. You could hand out the grades. You'd be like the dean and the admissions board and the nightclub manager. How's that sound? Would you get to decide on Brain Bad Entertainer of the Year? Yeah, within the mountain. Yeah, the Brain Bad Entertainer of the Year, right in there, of course. And we just get everybody in there with you, and that'll be it. That sounds wonderful. And then everybody can forget about this, other than when they hear about the announcement about me winning Brain Bad Entertainer of the Year. And they say, oh, thank goodness, I didn't want to listen to a podcast made by an up-and-coming Brain Bad Entertainer. Yeah, you could have podcasts inside the mountain, of course, Greg. That's a great idea. Great idea. Because, that's a good way to, you know, it's very time. I think that's, you're brilliant. I'll be honest with you. You could have, could you come up with the, whatever they call that, the curriculum for that as well? That'd be your job as dean, I believe. Maybe hire, maybe the most, maybe Coldplay and that computer. And the other person, they could be on your, they could be your staff. Well, great. This has just been a great interview. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of Behind the BrainBot Awards. And remember, if you're thinking about a career like in BrainBot Entertainment, it is a wide open field. And I mean wide open. The doors of Mount Roskill are wide open for you. Come on in. Now, you've heard of for-profit universities, right? And you've heard of non-profit universities and the high cost of student debt. You've heard of getting out of school and not having a job. Well, come to Brain Bite University. And, you know, it's the only place on earth for Brain Bite entertainers. Up and coming, or, you know, curious. You say, well, I'm Brain Bite curious. I'd say, well, what do you mean when you say that? Do you mean Brain Bad Entertainment? Do you mean curious, like into, because we got to parse the words here. Like, are you curious about Brain Bad Entertainers? Or Brain Bad Curious or Brain Bad Entertainer Curious? Okay, that killed it, huh? Well, any of those things, you could come to our university. Here's the thing, no charge. A guaranteed job on graduation within the Mount Roskill facility, which is the preeminent research facility for Brain Bad Entertainment. It has all of the top BrainBot entertainers, founded by the BrainBot Entertainer of the Year 2014, 2015, 2016. It has the top BrainBot club, entertainment club in the world. It's the only facility of its kind. So, you know, get over, you know, just come on in and let the doors close behind you. They'll open up when the next person comes, but they're special kind of one-way door. Because there's only one way to the top of BrainBot Entertainment. And you could take it from me. I mean, I started the ascent that would end up in the BrainBot University, BrainBot Entertainment, you know, BEU, BrainBot Entertainer U, BEU, that's what we call it around here. You know, I started this journey at the side of a BrainBot roller coaster. And it was a hard, hard time, you know, I ended up with diamonds on my butt. And, you know, I'm going to save you the time of doing that. And I'll just introduce you to a luxury place, you know, a pre-ski, like that, but on the inside. On the outside, people will be pre-skiing, maybe. But you'll be entertaining brain bots. You won't even be, you'll have arrived. Instead of, like, when you're lying in your bunk, instead of being like, am I an up-and-coming BrainBot entertainer? You'll know, well, why am I here within this mountain to entertain BrainBots? So thank you, everybody. On behalf of the staff at BU, on behalf of everyone here at the BrainBot Entertainer of the Year Awards, on behalf of the winner of the BrainBot Entertainer of the Year Awards, me, and all the figments of my imagination, I'd like to thank you for your time this evening. Good night.
All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on... in the public feed too. Now I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from. On Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't, like, automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2. Almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro, all my feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do three seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelik. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.